34CBA Mobile. KB4CBA Mobile. Name is David. Hello, Mike, and what are you up to today? I didn't get your last transmission.
Double there, N4ZLK.
All right, N4ZLK, KB4CBA. Yeah, I guess we doubled with, I doubled with the other gentleman there.
Have you? you take it, go ahead and take it, I think Mike. You had it and then got stepped on accidentally, and you were wiped out, and both of them were wiped out. So I was just listening. Go ahead, N4ZLK.
One up, trained up, Shane. KN4BWA.
I got part of that. You got stepped on again by another ham in there, Steve. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, let's see here. Steve, I guess go ahead and pick it up.
Okay, we're going to get these two trained up.
Y'all go ahead. I'm about my next place, N4ZLK.
I just wanted to give you a hard time, Dave. I'm clear. I'm trying to put an antenna up, you guys, on a 50-foot... Come here and help me, Dave.
Love to be able to help you. I'm headed to the transport. It'd be about six guys that would really be unhappy with me if I didn't show up. So, anyway, I got a 4:30 and a 6 o'clock match. So, I guess I better keep heading that way.
Wheaties today. All right, KM4, good up, yay. Good luck, bud. I'm clear.
Careful, and if you have success there, go ahead, Mike. Well, that's the way it is on 6-1. Sometimes either feast or famine, one of the two. Several. Let's see. This club also that owns this repeater and operates this repeater also operates 146.820. Then there's a 146.94. I believe that's owned and operated by the Greer Amateur Radio Club, and it's got good coverage, and it's not used a whole lot, so it's a good repeater. And there's some others. I can't even remember the frequencies. but anyway, go ahead, KB4CPA.
See if he's talking on the repeater output. I'm not hearing anything from the other station on this end. KN4CHY.
That's an actual possibility. Go ahead, Mike. The negative offset and no PL tone.
And hopefully this is better.
Been there that time.
It's good. I'm usually hitting the reverse button, but you know, if I did and you're transmitting on 6-1, then you're transmitting on the listening frequency, and I would hear nothing on the input frequency. I may not hear anything on the input anyway. It just depends on where you're located. And I'm mobile on Haywood Road here, headed toward the sports club on Congaree.
Right now, I am in the Publix in Greenville here. I don't know what street I'm off of, but yeah, that's exactly what I was. So thanks for letting me know. I was transmitting on the output. I guess I didn't hit the dupe minus, and that's what the problem was. KC2SYF.
I've got you equally on the input and on the listening, on the repeater frequency, so or the listening frequency, so I can listen to you either way. It's about the same.
Blaine's why we kept getting stepped on, because the other stations didn't hear me, so that, you know, definitely explained it. But yeah, my daughter lives here in Greenville, and eventually we're going to build a house on some property that we have on Lake Hartwell. So hopefully we can get down here soon enough. It's just the price of everything right now is high, and it's just a slow process. We're having trouble deciding on house plans and all kinds of other stuff.
Got the repeater here. Well, looks like I'm going to keep moving, so when I stop, I always like to make sure I'm not stopping in a dead spot, especially right where I'm at now. I'm on Antrim Drive, and when I stop to make a left turn off of Haywood on the Antrim, there's a you can stop in a dead spot real easy right there. And you could be talking and nobody's hearing you. But yeah, that explains why Steve came in there, because I know Steve has better etiquette than to be, you know, keying in on top of somebody else. So I wondered why that was going on. So that should have been an indicator there to me that that you were transmitting the listening frequency. But it's occurred to me at this moment.
First, David, I thought maybe you were talking back to the voices in your head there. K4, C12,
go ahead. Oh, me. I used to love to go to Kmart, and they'd do the blue light special, and I would go, those voices, I'm hearing those voices.
Roger that. Yeah, and Mike, I missed your call sign, but over here you got Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. The name is Keith, and I'm not too far from Lake Hartwell. I'm over in Seneca. Over.
Keith, the call sign is Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Fox, and I joined up with the Anderson Amateur Radio Club probably about 2 years ago. I guess right, you know, at the start of the pandemic, and been going to their Zoom meetings and stuff. I know a couple of the members, and I come down quite often. A friend of mine has some property and a house, so I'm always coming down and helping him out, and I enjoy it here. But yeah, very good. We're over by Green Pond Landing. That's where the property is.
Gotcha. Yep, I know where you're at. And, yeah, we're a little ways on up the road from you there. I'm about midways between Townville and Seneca. I'm kind of on the, well, if you know where Oconee Point is, I'm just up the road from Oconee Point. Anyway, guys, I need to get back to work here. Good talking to y'all, and good to hear from you too, David. So we'll catch y'all later. KN4CHY, I'll be clear after y'all.
I'm glad to know that I wasn't just talking to myself there. I bet that was kind of weird. All right, you have a good afternoon, KB4CBA.
Talking to you, 73. Dave, over to you.
KB2HXS Mobile.
B2HXX, I believe it is. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. And my name is David, and Mike's also in here. I do not remember his call, but anyway. And tell me your name, please, sir.
Dave, KB2HXS. We've spoke before. I don't recognize you. I don't hear those exhaust pipes today.
Still hanging on here. and although I'm not revving this thing up very much today. It's hard to drive a Mustang like a little old lady, but with all this horsepower, but you know, sometimes the traffic kind of dictates that too. It's hard to go faster than the person in front of you. Oh, me. Well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm between the white lines, and I'm going to do a few warm-up exercises, and then I'll be out in the court at 4:30. See, I'll carry on. Go ahead and pick it up, Mike, and 73's to all KP4CPA.
Okay, very good, Dave. Nice talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Dave, number two, over to you. This is Mike, and my call sign is Kilo Charlie 2 Sierra Yankee Fox.
Yeah, again, name is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Yeah, I'm just heading back to the house here in Greer, or Gurr, as I've been told to say it by some of these folks around here. But yeah, I heard that. Have we spoke before? Were you down here a couple of weeks ago or something, and I told you about this repeater?
I'm here about a month ago, and you had told me about the repeater. So when I was home, I programmed some stuff into the radio, but I forgot to put the dupe on, so I was only on the output, but I got that straightened out now.
Gotcha. Okay. That's what Dave was talking about. Okay. Yeah, very good. Yeah, yeah, excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear you again. Yeah, I caught you on 5-2, I think. I caught you on 5-2 Simplex, didn't I?
You told me about the machine. We talked on 5-2, and then you told me about it, and I programmed it in. And when I went home, I programmed a bunch of other stuff in, but I guess when I was doing the software, I just forgot to put the dupe on. Or when I copied it, I used some RT system software, and I copied it from like a RF Finder directory, and I guess it didn't turn some of the dupes on. So I'll have to go through and fix that up. But yeah, everything is good. We came down. We had our property over in Anderson, about 1 acre of it, cleared. So we were looking at location to maybe put a house and met with a builder. So it's been a productive week, and then we came down to spend Easter with my daughter and her boyfriend here. Back over to you.
Oh, excellent. That's right. I think you were bringing your daughter down or something. That's what it was. Oh, excellent, Mike. Good to hear you. Great that you're getting into the area. I'm just pulled in the driveway. I'm going to run in and go take care of the missus. My missus had a emergency hernia operation last week, so I'm just trying to keep an eye on her.
I wish her well, and wish her for a speedy recovery. It's definitely nice talking to you, 73, and you also have a good rest of your evening.
Will do, Mike. Have a good evening. KB2HXS will be out of here, 73.
Very good, 73. Kilo Charlie 2, Sugar Yankee Fox.
4CHY N4ZLK Mobile. CHY N4ZLK. K Mobile.